I'm Faith Middleton with Chris Prosperi, and it is great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. Chris is, of course, owner and chef at Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, and you can tell your friends no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.com. Okay, Chris, every so often, as you know, a book comes in and I go racing home and start cooking from it. And this is that book, all the more so because I was still cooking from it straight through the following weekend. The Healthy Mind Cookbook by our returning guest, Rebecca Katz, was created using ingredients in combinations to give us first, utmost pleasure, because what's the point if you don't? And then to enhance brain function, mood, clarity, immunity, and skin. Rebecca Katz, who's worked with Andrew Weil and Dean Ornish, both guests on the show, are saying that a growing body of scientific research is showing that the food we eat directly affects how well our brains function, and it's also preventive medicine. I know a woman who does non-surgical, you know, face stuff, okay. And she said it was very true that they were all talking about this within the plastic surgery world. Wow. That they, you know, she said, this is in my dermatologist's office, that from eating these high antioxidant foods, that people, they could see people's skin changing. So it's pretty amazing. So talk about having a good time getting healthy inside and out. You're going to hear about arugula salad with roasted cherries and goat cheese, coconut ginger lime kale, roasted ginger salmon with a pomegranate olive mint salsa, Big Cat's turkey maple meatloaf, tart cherry chocolate crumb, raspberry lemon zest and vanilla muffins. This is like the spa of my dreams between covers, really. And we're going to tell you in about 5 minutes how to have this book sent to your door with our thanks. We're going to make it that easy for you. Chris, we're going to first say hello again to Rebecca Katz. Welcome to the Food Schmooze again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, we couldn't resist having you back to really feature this book because I really am interested in people finding these recipes because they're so good. We had your Mediterranean chicken, which was amazing. So roasted asparagus soup, it is the season, and this you make with a pistachio cream. And that's not difficult at all because you could use chicken stock if you wanted, or you can do water or organic broth of some kind, the shelled pistachios, chopped mint, and a little fresh lemon juice and sea salt. And then for the soup, asparagus with extra virgin olive oil, a little salt, onion, leeks, some Yukon Gold potatoes. It's not one of these things where you can't have potatoes, garlic. And then this thing you make, which is a classic magic mineral broth, which is this kind of old-fashioned chicken stock, right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. It's such a good time for that kind of soup
right
now.
It's spring in a bowl.
It really is. I know. Okay. Very quickly, I don't want to spend too much time on soup, but I am someone who a doctor's chicken soup. I call it doctoring because I think regular chicken soup, don't kill me, is pretty bland. So I love fooling around with it. And I was so excited with your Sicilian chicken soup because it has so much good stuff in it.
I know. I'm the same way, Faith. I'm a doctor of chicken soup.
I know. Are your relatives mad at you?
No.
No.
Thankfully.
Yeah, because it's so good.
It took me a while, though, to have the courage to step out.
And not mess with the and actually mess with the chicken soup.
No.
Exactly. But, you know, it's a perfect platform to look at other countries around the world and see how they do chicken soup.
Yeah.
And here, you know, I decided to take the taste buds to Sicily. But you could easily do something really fabulous with coconut milk and do, you know, like a tie it up chicken soup, or you know you could go Greek and use a lot of lemon juice.
Mm.
But I think chicken soup is asking for a passport. You know,
yeah.
Great way to say it.
Rebecca, can I ask you about the research that shows, you know, that antioxidants are powerful in some of these things, that skin truly does begin to glow when you eat more salmon, and on it goes. I don't want to do, you know, the medicine wagon is in town and, you know, here's our magic elixir for the week. How serious is the research you're seeing on this?
Oh, the research is huge. I mean, I think, you know, when I started researching this book and also the book I wrote before, The Longevity Kitchen, I mean, there must be, I don't know, more than 32,000 peer-reviewed studies. And so the research is quite definitive on this. And basically, you know, let's just demystify it, okay? As we are coming into our maturity, how's that for saying
I
it?
I like it.
That's
I'm going to use
so
it from
elegant.
Now on.
So you like that?
I'm going to totally use it.
Just elegant, yes.
We start developing a little bit of what I call internal rust. It's like if you chopped an apple in half and you left it on the counter and you did not put some lemon juice on it, it would get brown.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what's happening for us, and that directly affects our skin. It affects our skin. It affects all sorts of different cellular mechanisms. So the best way to take care of that is by giving your body antioxidants. So basically what you're doing is you're feeding yourself really great foods that are like full of vitamins that are basically going to go in and act like little vacuum cleaners and take away that internal rust. And those are the things that we find in plant foods. So that's like, you know, and in soups and all of these ingredients that are just, I mean, everything from chopped parsley to mint to raspberries, blueberries, I mean, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good, healthy fat. So all of those things go in there and they like, you know, they go in and they just kind of scrub all that rust away. And that shows on your face, in your skin, your eyes, everything looks brighter, more vibrant. Not only that, but you feel better. You feel more energized, more focused, with better mental clarity, better memory, smarter.
Yeah.
On your game.
Yes, your name again is Rebecca. I love hearing you talk about this and reading your words in this book. And these recipes are incredibly delicious. And that is, anyone who's ever been to a spa, you don't want to feel punished when you're there. And boy, is that not the case here. So there's a high-flying turkey black bean chili with the usual suspects, you know, the chili powder and ancho chili powder and smoked paprika and ground cumin, oregano, turkey meat, crushed tomatoes, black beans. There's an avocado citrus salad. But this is my one, the arugula salad with roasted cherries and goat cheese. I know that you put this out and people just dive into this thing. It's so good.
Oh, just think about a roasted cherry. It's like, and they're, you know, they're making their entrance. They'll be making their entrance soon into farmers markets and into stores. You know, right after asparagus, cherries come marching in, and you take them and you just put them in the oven and just let them get nice and sweeter.
Isn't this fabulous?
I've never had it, and I tried it not too long ago after you were on the show the first time, and they are like, it was like revolutionary for me to eat a roasted cherry.
And it was, you toss them with olive oil and a little bit of sea salt, and then the sugars caramelize in the oven, and it's just unbelievable. And you've got a little fennel in there, so we've got arugula and fennel, these warm cherries, parsley. This is all combined. You scatter some almonds and goat cheese over this, and you serve this. It is so amazing. Okay, let's go to everybody's new favorite thing, kale, except this. Now, this is kale. This is coconut ginger lime kale. So this is a kale that starts on the stovetop, but not in a big boiling pot of water, but in a fry pan, in a saute pan. Tell me about this.
I love this. I mean, you have to think of new ways to deal with kale. I mean, if you're going to eat such a potent, powerful vegetable, which this is. This is really about as great a vegetable as you can eat, but you got to think of different ways to deal with it. So, yeah, you heat the pan. I always heat my pan first before I put the olive oil in. And then I add the garlic and the ginger, and then I add the kale and a generous pinch of sea salt, and I saute it for about 3 minutes, just until it turns this beautiful emerald green. And then I add in the coconut milk, and I saute it until the kale becomes tender. And then I just add a squirt of lime juice. Mm. And here's the thing. Coconut milk is not only great for your brain, but it's so great for your immune system. And the other thing in this recipe that it does is that it provides this lovely foil for it makes the kale kind of creamy and not bitter. So for people Wow. who are like super tasters, right, and don't like things that are bitter, the coconut milk just coats it. Mm. And then you've got this spritz of lime, and all of a sudden Your taste buds are doing the happy dance.
Yeah, really, this is such a good thing. And recipe. I think this actually is the base of an entree. Many people would do this as a soup, but I think I would shred some chicken in here.
Sure,
I might
salmon.
Put some salmon or some shrimp in here and make this into a. I'm crazy.
It's a great
about this.
New recipe for kale for the repertoire.
Yeah. By the way, coconut also lowers your blood pressure, my doctor told me.
Yes, it does.
So that's kind of good. All right. So I wanted to try before this break to get to the shrimp stuffed avocado 2.0 because the way you do it is so fantastic with the pumpkin seeds and the whole thing. But we're going to take a quick break. So Rebecca, stay where you are. Chris, stay where you are. We are talking with Rebecca Katz, who's author of a cookbook that has excited me to no end. This is like what I call a spa between two covers, but the kind of spa you really want to move to permanently because food is delicious. And she has used years and years of research, thousands and thousands of studies now, and well-conducted studies that are showing the internal and external, so exterior and interior benefits of these high antioxidant foods. And then Rebecca Katz's job was to make this very delicious. And I'm sure, as you can hear, these are. So we'd be happy to send this as our thank you gift to you. I'm so excited with this book to do that. Here is the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788, the Healthy Mind Cookbook.
That's right, and it's $8 a month. That is what you can give as an ongoing monthly giver here at WNPR, and we would love to send you the Healthy Mind Cookbook. If you are excited about the recipes that you're hearing, excited about having this book, of adding these recipes to your daily repertoire, it's a great way to go, and you're really going to see a difference in the way that you feel, the way that you look, as Faith was saying, the way your skin responds to all of these wonderful ingredients. They're nutrient-rich foods that taste amazing, and we would love to send this book to you. It's 245 pages, hardcover, lovely book, lots of color photos. It's a perfect item to get you started, and you'll be supporting, of course, WNPR, the great programming that Faith offers you, that you have here all day long. Why not do it today? You can go to WNPR.org and pick up the book there for an $8 a month contribution, or call us right now at 1-800-584-2788.
As Chris and I were saying earlier, we just sat down and ate the Mediterranean chicken from this. We did it over greens. It was so delicious. Mm. Simple shrimp scampi in the book, curried shrimp with Japanese sweet potato, pan-seared curried scallops, baked halibut with tomato, mint, and fennel vinaigrette, these wild salmon kebabs, black cod as a duet, and the one we're going to talk about next, the roasted ginger salmon with pomegranate olive mint salsa. This is so gorgeous on the plate. I'm telling you, at $8 a month, what is returned to you besides the programming, it just dozens and dozens and dozens of knockout recipes that happen to be good for you. Right,
oh,
Chris?
My gosh.
And it was easy
the
to
flavors,
make.
You would never know these are good for you. They're so good. Does that make sense? They are so good.
Here's our toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. 2788. You can tell when we're excited about something, and that is the case here. Chris and I feel that way, and I know, Lee, you do too. WNPR.org, $8 a month, 1-800. Our thank you gift to you. We'll send it right to your door to someone you care about, so you can give that address, and off it goes as a gift, and you have supported public radio. WNPR, 1-800-584-2788. Call now, please.
And you know, Faith, when I look at the ingredients that Rebecca is including in this cookbook that are really good for your cognitive functioning, they're all my favorite foods. It's like avocados and lemons and limes and blueberries and raspberries and olives and, oh my gosh, I mean, this is not a hard sell for me at all.
Yeah.
It's so delicious.
This is what I want the spa food to be. Exactly. You know, I really do. So squeezed orange juice coming up with squeezed lime juice and lemon juice, and then a little bit of the zest of those fruits, and then olive oil and fresh ginger and cayenne and salmon fillets and Dijon mustard, and then this salsa with pomegranates in it.
Oh,
wow. That's a whopper. Chris, can you put that on the menu so we can have that a lot?
I think, yeah.
1-800-584-2788 for a contribution of $8 a month. We'd love to hear from you. And you are the person, because we don't have commercials the way commercial radio does. We think you deserve a free space on the dial. This is how we fund the programming that we bring to you, and my colleagues working so hard on your behalf. Here we go back to our programming, more conversation, more recipes to tempt you with. The Healthy Mind Cookbook with Rebecca Katz, 1-800-584-2788, and thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
I'm Faith Middleton with Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, our senior contributor here on the special edition of the Food Schmooze. And we are going through the Healthy Mind Cookbook, which is like a spa between two covers, high antioxidant foods, incredibly delicious combinations, feel good inside and outside. As our guest Rebecca Katz says, the author, this is like getting the rust washed away on the inside and outside.
We all need that now.
Yep. As we head, what did you say, Rebecca, the mature years as we enter our mature period?
Yes, as we become more mature and wiser.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to get to roasted ginger salmon in a minute. Chris, would you talk about the Mediterranean chicken we just had? That
right?
was so good.
And talk about amping up a regular plain roast chicken.
Yeah.
That's what she does here. I did it last night, and it wasn't that hard compared to doing a regular roast chicken and doing the few extra steps. It took maybe a minute longer than it would have if I had just taken it and thrown it in the oven, and the difference was amazing. So she takes paprika, turmeric, coriander, cumin, cinnamon, red pepper flakes, and sea salt, and just sort of mixes that up, and you sort of sprinkle it all over the bird and inside the cavity, this mix of the aromas coming off the chicken, it's not even in the oven yet. And then inside the cavity goes a whole piece of ginger with a lemon and some garlic cloves and a cinnamon stick. So you're getting flavor on the outside and the inside.
And it infused that
bird. And I should say also, you reserve some of that spice mixture and you get it under the skin too. So as an added boost. Mm-hmm. And then basically it just goes in the oven 400 degrees until it's 160 degrees. And it is so amazing. But you know what? I have to say this recipe too, though, because this goes on a lot of the things. It's called her everything drizzle. And after we make this in my kitchen, it really does go on everything. And it's the simplest thing in the world. It is parsley, mint, a squeeze of lemon, a little bit of sea salt, a couple drops of maple syrup, and some extra virgin olive oil that you just chuck into the food processor and spin it until it's like a paste kind of, and she calls it a drizzle. And she's right. This goes on everything. Last night I had a lamb gyro as my dinner, and we made this drizzle up, and I was like, "Oh, it needs some eating." It, you know how you're like, "Oh, this needs some. This needs." My eye caught this drizzle. I put this everything drizzle on my lamb gyro, and it elevated it. It's just like this stuff you need to drink, and it's healthy.
And yes, it's a shake. It's a shake, for
and
sure.
It's a health shake.
Yeah. Well, I do like hearing that. Rebecca, how could you not like hearing that?
I'm sitting here and I'm
loving it. About you. Yeah.
Chris, I want to say that, you know, the dollops and the drizzles are the edible makeup of food. You know, they are the thing that just will take something over the top that might be mundane or just kind of you feel like it needs something. And then, boom, you got your edible makeup right there. Boom.
You are the best. Yeah,
I love reading her.
I
don't read a lot of cookbooks. You know, I'm a user, so I just use them. And I know people read cookbooks, but I love reading your cookbook, especially on this Mediterranean bird where you say the bird needs a little accessorizing. And that's where the dollop comes in.
Okay, let's do the one I've been waiting for, the roasted ginger. By the way, that Mediterranean chicken recipe is at our website right now, foodschmooze.org. Here's the roasted ginger salmon with a pomegranate olive mint salsa. So easy to do. It has, as I mentioned, freshly squeezed orange juice, lime juice, and lemon juice, but then also a little zest of the orange and the lemon, and then a little bit of olive oil and fresh ginger, finely minced. Just a pinch of cayenne pepper, so that you don't really taste it, but it's kind of a back note. Salmon fillets, and then sea salt, Dijon mustard, just a teaspoon, and then the pomegranate olive mint salsa, which you can use. There's a recipe for that. Yeah. It's got its own page. You can use this on so many things, as you might imagine. So, and then the world we live in now, there are pomegranates everywhere all the time. So chopped mint, Kalamata olives, chopped up fennel, chopped up pomegranate, pomegranate seeds, toasted walnuts, scallions, extra virgin olive oil, fresh lemon juice, sea salt, and parsley. The chopped fresh mint? You just chop all that up and then just put it on things. You know,
that's like
just
another
eat it by
everything
the
drizzle. I want her to come
drizzle
to my kitchen
drizzle.
And give us like a lesson every couple months, because I could have used that recipe right at the beginning of the winter when we're looking for a new salmon. And, you know, it's winter and you just want something like the spark up and lively. And that's the recipe.
Yeah. But the world being what it is, I know there are people who believe politically you should eat only in season. But you really can have pomegranates all the time. So there you go. Rebecca, thank you for that recipe in particular.
Oh, my favorite. It's like jewelry, that salsa.
You have to move right next door to me. I'm serious. Okay, we've got Big Cat's turkey meatloaf. I am a huge meatloaf fan. I know you are too, Chris.
Yeah.
And this is the not-so-secret sauce. We talked about this on the show before. Yeah. Rebecca, the sauce we're going to get to, but the meatloaf itself is packed with so many great things. Tell me about this. Cremini mushrooms, the olive oil, onion, carrot, red pepper flakes, garlic, Dijon mustard, oregano, thyme, parsley, the ground turkey thigh meat. There's the key, nice and moist.
The real trick with this recipe is that we wanted to make something that was light, a light meatloaf, not a real dense meatloaf. And we didn't want to use breadcrumbs, but we had to keep it together. So it's the cremini mushrooms that are ground up, like kind of like a duxelle, that are mixed in. And then the secret ingredient in here is that little bit of anchovy, which you would never taste it, but it gives that meatloaf umami, you know, that fifth taste where you're tasting something that's like really savory. So between the mushrooms and the little teeny bit of anchovy, which you don't have to use, but it's the mushrooms that make this meatloaf nice and light and savory.
Gluten-free. Isn't that something? Yeah. Big Cat's turkey meatloaf with the not-so-secret sauce, and that sauce is olive oil, onion, garlic, tomato puree, a touch of maple syrup, well, more than a touch, quarter cup, and apple cider vinegar. So you've got that kind of sweet-sour thing going on. And a cinnamon stick again.
Love that cinnamon
touch. You know, every morning when I make tea, I grind a fresh cinnamon stick into my chai tea because I know it is so good for me. So the grilled chicken za'atar, we made that last time you were on the show, and I'm still using the mix, and I'm putting it on everything you can imagine. I put it in duck eggs.
Ooh, yeah.
Za'atar. Oh, gosh, yes.
It's unbelievable. Really, it's a Middle Eastern spice mixture that you can so easily get because now if you go to any Middle Eastern market or go online or your health food store often, sumac is in there. And it's just sumac mixed with dried thyme and sesame that's toasted and dried oregano and dried marjoram. Yeah. And you put it on chicken, you could put it on fish, you can put it in eggs, you can put it on everything.
And these are old recipes, right? I mean, this isn't new.
No, isn't that wonderful? This is like za'atar has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's wonderful that we can discover this now because it is the go-to spice blend for just about everything. And I just don't even want to tell you how much smarter you're going to feel after you eat it because of all the nutrients in spices, which always kind of get short shrift. And I just want to say herbs and spices have loads of antioxidants in them, and we don't think about that. But that cinnamon stick you were talking about, all these ingredients in za'atar, all of these are the things that are like the little vacuum cleaners, and they are also what makes our food taste fantastic. So I encourage everybody to embrace their parsley, their mint, their cilantro, the spices like cinnamon and ginger and za'atar and all of these things, because we don't hear about them as much, but they are the unsung heroes of the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory set.
Great, great statement about that. I have a friend, Karen Lee, who is on the east end of Long Island and was on statins, and she freely talks about this and decided to use spices and teas to, so all day long she drinks cumin and this tea of
cinnamon,
green tea and
ginger,
all that,
yeah.
And off statins completely, cholesterol in the basement. Really unbelievable effects. So here we go. Grilled bison burgers with caramelized onions and crispy shiitake. So that's probably my favorite mushroom. You crisp those up, don't you? And then those go crispy with the onions and the mushrooms on top of these bison burgers. I love bison.
Well, when you crisp up the shiitakes in the oven, you will feel like you are eating bacon.
Nice.
And so do you chop them first before, or do you roast them whole?
I slice them, toss them with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, a pinch of smoked paprika, and I put them in the oven at about 375 degrees. And then I let them roast until they're nice and crispy,
and
which
smoky.
Is about 15 minutes. Just so they lose a little bit of that moisture. And they have that texture of that's crispy, just sort of like you are eating like a little bit of bacon on your bison burger, but you're not. You're eating that shiitake, which is loaded with immune boosting.
Oh, boy. Listen, we're going to talk about almost better than Nana's brisket. And wait till you hear about the stealth ingredients in this. I could eat brisket year-round.
Oh,
it's just so incredible to me. I've never seen a recipe like this for brisket. So wait, I can't wait to talk to you about that. And the triple greens frittata, all coming your way. So Rebecca Katz, author of the Healthy Mind Cookbook, what she's done is based on all the thousands of studies that are now done. These are well done studies, serious studies showing the health benefits and the anti-inflammatory nature of a lot of these spices and herbs and ingredients that Rebecca has put together, but to make them so delicious. These recipes are fantastic. Chris and I are cooking and eating from this book, and we love it. So it's a delight when we find something for you where we're just so excited. So 1-800-584 $27.88 is the number. If you are able to contribute $8 a month, some people can even contribute more. We are so grateful no matter what you contribute. But at $8 a month, we will send this book to your door or to someone you care about. It's fantastic. 1-800-584-2788. And I'm with my buddy, Lee Newton.
And we'd love for you to go to the phone right now at 1-800-584-2788 and support WNPR, support Faith Middleton. And of course, the best part is you're going to get this amazing cookbook, the Healthy Mind Cookbook. And just listening to the recipes, you forget that these are all healthy. This is delicious food. It's not like the classic thing where you're taking that spoonful of castor oil because this is what you have to force down to be healthy. This is the way to eat, and it's wonderful. And we would love for you to be able to take advantage of it, to make these recipes yourself, and support WNPR at the same time. It's $8 a month. We can send you this hardcover book. You will love it. You will use it. Turn to it over and over again. I'm ready to make that My Everything drizzle tonight and just keep it in the refrigerator.
It's so good.
I'm so inspired by it. So I hope that if you're inspired as well, you will join us right now at WNPR with a contribution that supports great programming like this. Do it right now, 1-800-584-2788.
The idea with this book is to go through the research and then to create ways to put these ingredients together so that what we've got is, as Rebecca says, a food that is improving the interior and the exterior in our bodies. And so these foods, countless studies at this point about improving brain function, mood, memory, mental clarity. I think if I were doing something challenging in a particular way, I would for sure do this. And you're interested, I know, as I am, in how easy these recipes are to cook.
And it teaches you how to use these little ingredients, these healthy, mindful ingredients, in other dishes. I think as you cook your way through this book, this kind of stuff will sort of be, just by osmosis, introduced into all your cooking. Because she's right, using the different spices and using the different, the herbs and spices. And if you have them around, use them.
1-800-584-2788. Please call now or go online, as many people do, to WNPR.org and click on the contribute button.
And I love the fact that Faith is always bringing us something new, something interesting, a healthy way to eat. This is a great cookbook, the Healthy Mind Cookbook, big flavor recipes to enhance brain function, mood, memory, and mental clarity. It's a fantastic resource for you. And of course, we're not saying anything negative about pharmaceuticals. They can be wonderful. They can play a great role. But when you can improve your health naturally through diet, exercise, that's always a more preferable way to do it. And this is the way to eat well and to eat healthy. And, you know, we all know that feeling when you've eaten something good, you feel good, you're energized and ready to take on the day. And that's the way you're going to feel once you eat these wonderful meals and recipes that Rebecca Katz has put together in this great book. It's a great thing for you to choose as your thank you gift when you support the Faith Middleton Show right here on WNPR. And you can get started right now. You can go to WNPR.org. That's easier for you. Click on the Donate Now button, and you'll see all the gifts that we offer. And Faith has an amazing collection of gifts that you can choose from. This one, Healthy Mind, is right there. Or, of course, you can call us as well at 1-800-584-2788.
And thanks.
Our Lord. Listen, fella. I believe my baby, it's putting something in my food, Lord. Yeah. I believe my woman, she's putting something in my food. It used to be I didn't love her, and I've changed my whole attitude.
is this way. He is one of the greatest ever. Ever.
And she's
and
talking
so
about someone who
perfect.
Has this book.
I know.
Putting something in my
oh
food.
Oh, my God. Definitely putting something in my food. Okay, Rebecca. So here we go. Almost better than Nana's brisket. I have never seen a brisket recipe like this. It is something. So how do you get organic, lean, grass-fed brisket?
Well, there are a lot of ranchers now who are doing grass-fed beef. Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing you can do is you can go online and see in your area who is selling grass-fed beef. And you'd be surprised at how many markets now are selling grass-fed beef.
Yeah, so you've got the brisket cut.
And then what I do is, like, I start my brisket. I like to pan sear it first. I like to seal in those juices. So, again, I do that with a little bit of olive oil. Then I get my base going. And so I use carrots and celery and onions, and I, you know, saute that. And I throw in some garlic and caraway seeds. And a quarter of a teaspoon of cinnamon. And then I add some ginger and crushed fennel seeds and a pinch of red chili pepper flakes, some tomato paste, and some deglaze it with some red wine. Then I put my canned tomatoes in a cup of crushed canned tomatoes, and then some either nourishing bone broth or store-bought organic stock, and then I put that brisket in and let it braise until it is so tender. And this is where I think people fall short on making brisket. You've got to let it go. You've got to leave it in the oven or on the stovetop and let it braise. And when you put your fork in it, like I let it go for 2 hours and 15 minutes, at that point, you put your fork in, and if your fork is sticking and it's not pulling out all the way through, you need to put that brisket back in the oven for another 15 to 20 minutes. It's like the muscles of the meat are like contracted. It's almost like having really tight shoulders and then having a massage and your shoulders release. That's kind of what's happening with the meat.
So good.
So you want to make sure, because it'll happen in 15 minutes. 15 minutes will make the difference between a tough brisket or a really beautiful, tender brisket.
Wait until you hear about the sauce.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
So
I love the
brisket comes out, and you're on the cutting board, and then you take some of the liquid that was in the pot, and you put it in a saucepan, and you bring it to a boil, and then it reduces, so it's getting thicker and more powerful in flavor, and then here it comes, the stealth ingredient. In goes a half a teaspoon of blackstrap molasses or unsulfured molasses. And then you've sliced the brisket, and out comes spoonfuls of that sauce.
I'll give you mashed potatoes. I'm in heaven.
Oh, you know, this goes, though, with Rebecca's recipe for ginger lime sweet potato mash. Can you imagine those two things together? Doesn't that all sound good? Okay, triple greens frittata. I don't think anybody needs to make a case anymore for why greens are so good for us. I'm nuts about eggs for dinner, for instance, and so I think this is a wonderful thing to serve brunch, weekend lunch, even for dinner if people come over or you just want to be home and make something really good, Rebecca.
Well, you know, this is a blueprint for improvising, and it's a great way to get greens into your life, because really this recipe, it's like all about the vegetables, and the eggs are just sort of like holding it all together. And this is one of those dishes where I feel like you're not focused. It's not, oh, I'm eating my vegetables. It's, oh, I'm eating this. You know, I'm kind of eating this crustless quiche. Isn't this great?
Baked in the oven.
Yeah, and, you know, you can, if you wanted, you can throw this, you can do this recipe and pour the ingredients out on a sheet pan and bake it that way, and cut it into squares, like frittata brownies. I mean, you know, in little squares so that you can make it portable food. Like you can take it with you to lunch. You can.
Yeah. Why am I buying energy bars?
That's right.
You know, throw it in a little baggie or a piece of foil and throw it in my purse.
And you can make this and keep it in your refrigerator for a couple of days and just zap it in the microwave or heat it in the oven and just keep eating or eat it cold.
Oh, yeah. Right. In the Spanish way, room temperature. Yeah. Okay, so let's go to tart cherry and chocolate crunch, speaking of energy bars. This is so crazy good. This is crazy. Listen to this. Grade B maple syrup. Orange zest, coconut oil, sea salt, vanilla, chopped almonds, chopped pecans, chopped walnuts, rolled oats, old-fashioned rolled oats, some bittersweet chocolate chips, and unsweetened shredded coconut, and then a cup of dried tart cherries. Onto a baking sheet, things go, and they get baked until everything is golden brown, and oh boy, what a mixture.
You just want that every day, don't you?
Yeah. And it's so good for me.
It's like, you know, you're having a stressful day and you're ready to, you know, this is like antidepressants right here.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, the amazing thing is what you have done in terms of, you know, this isn't in opposition to modern medicine, but the irony is that there's a lot of plant-based stuff in these recipes. You know, there's meat too, protein too, but a lot of plant-based stuff. These are the very things that pharmaceutical companies are sending teams to discover around the world, going into the Amazon and looking at roots of trees and bushes and shrubs and wild things growing. And that's how we've made some of the greatest drugs that we have today from these. We cannot duplicate still in pharmaceutical companies what some of these miracle things is, what the Chinese have known for thousands of years with their very sophisticated herbal medicine. And that's what I'm seeing through these recipes, the use of these ingredients that I think are like medicine.
Yeah.
This is food as medicine, but in a really good way.
Yeah, this is food as nourishment and food as like really tasty medicine, not the kind of medicine that makes you go, like a kid who's just eating drunk cough syrup.
Yeah, and can I add something into that? For me, this is food as pleasure.
Yes.
Which that's what we do on the Food Schmooze. That's what you've got going here. Food as pleasure that also happens
healthy
to
benefits.
Very healthy benefits. So raspberry, lemon zest, and vanilla muffins. So you've got almond meal in place of flour in this recipe, baking soda, eggs, fresh lemon juice, maple syrup, vanilla, fresh or frozen raspberries, toasted almonds, and a little bit of lemon zest. And of course, these cook right up, and you're not doing a white flour thing here. So this is gluten-free, right?
Yes. This is gluten-free, but without feeling gluten-free.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just it's the almonds and the egg together really make this, like, lovely base. And you could do just about anything with this. You could turn it into a savory muffin, like I do it with olives and thyme and lemon zest. Then I have a version that's cranberry, orange, and apricot, rosemary, and pear. So this is just a base, and you can feel free to, if you don't like raspberries or you don't have them, throw in blueberries. But this is like the perfect protein fix, right? They're little muffins. You can carry them around. Again, you can carry them in your purse or your briefcase or your coat pocket. It's like the perfect protein, carbohydrate, fat fix, you know, where when you feel like your blood sugar is dipping.
3 o'clock every day.
Boom.
Yeah, boom is right.
Yeah.
So we have, before we get to the Meyer lemon pudding with fresh strawberries, there are a bunch of sauces and things. You know, if you're in a crazy rush and you want to on the weekend make up a vinaigrette or a sauce to use a couple few times during the week, there's the, I wish we had more time, the cilantro lime vinaigrette. the roasted tomato sauce, the toasted cumin citrus vinaigrette, the orange pomegranate vinaigrette, which you could drizzle on your roasted salmon or chicken, a Meyer lemon balsamic vinaigrette. There are so many. And then we have Jean's brain tea. We talked about this last time you were on the show with the green tea and the cinnamon and the orange zest and the juices, and amazing. And then the Meyer lemon pudding with fresh strawberries, where you use coconut milk and maple syrup and Meyer lemon zest and the juice of that lemon and vanilla and a pint of strawberries sliced. Hey, Rebecca Katz, thank you so much for your work and for being just the best person. I love talking with you. I love what you do.
Oh, thank you, Faith. I'm so honored, and I had such a great time with you and Chris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So it's the Healthy Mind Cookbook. Rebecca Katz has worked with Andrew Weil and Dean Ornish, both guests on the show. I'm with Chris Brassberry, my buddy and the senior contributor on the show. The Healthy Mind Cookbook, big flavor recipes to enhance brain function, mood, memory, and mental clarity. This book is also about pleasure, and that's what makes this unlike so many books that are quote-unquote healthy. 1-800, if you can join us at $8 a month level, it is our gift, a thank you gift to you. Hardcover, beautiful, not hard to cook. 1-800-584-2788. It has everything going for it. Toll free, Lee Newton.
And are you inspired by the Healthy Mind Cookbook? Well, we can send it to you as our thanks to you for contributing here at WNPR right now by dialing 1-800-584-2788. Or we invite you to visit WNPR.org and you can donate there online. But either way, it is such a fantastic book. The recipes here are so delicious, so satisfying. You are absolutely going to forget how healthy they are, how good they are for your brain function. And perhaps you've read the studies. I certainly have. There's a lot of exciting information out there that's saying that our diet has a tremendous impact on our long-term brain function. And that could include dementia, depression, headaches, ADHD, but just feeling better, being more energized and focused in your everyday life. Isn't that worth it? And having great food to eat at the same time, because that is really what this book does so very well. And be a great way for us to thank you for contributing here today. And we invite you to do that right now, especially around Faith Middleton's show. She does such a fantastic job of bringing us
so
great
nice
books.
You
do. Wonderful cookbooks and information for us that we can go and use in our everyday lives. If you appreciate what Faith does here at WNPR, support it right now. Dial us up at 1-800-584-2788.
Well, how lucky are we in this formula we have together of, on your behalf, finding the world's most interesting people, most talented people. That's what we do here in so many ways at the station as a big team. And you give us permission every time to do that. And so when you join us now at the $8 level, we also want to say thank you in a powerful way. And so we want to send you this book that we're so excited about, Chris and I. So the Healthy Mind Cookbook by Rebecca Katz. 1-800-584-2788. You can bring your credit card to the phone to make it easier, or go online to WNPR.org and click the donate button. We can choose to, things are clicking on and off in our bodies and our brains all the time, and we can choose to help those processes or hinder them. And why not combine pleasure and healthful things all in one place? And that's what's between these two covers. 1-800-584-2788.
And I think the thing that made me fall in love with this book is that there's an entire chapter called Dollops. I love that. I love that there are just these amazing recipes for salsas and chimichurris and vinaigrettes and pestos. That's what I love. I just love to doctor up my food, to add something to it. It's such a fantastic book, and so many exciting recipes here of all the foods you already love. You already love eating these foods. This is just a way of using them in different ways and injecting all these nutrient-rich foods into your everyday diet, and you're going to feel so much better, look better, It's a wonderful, wonderful book by Rebecca Katz. We'd love to send it to you. Hardcover book, beautiful color photos. And it's our way of saying thank you to you for supporting the programming that we provide here for you every single day. So $8 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, we can send this to you as our gift. So why not do it today? You can go to WNPR.org or call us at 1-800-584-2788.
I can say, Lee and Chris, that based on what this cookbook does while it's feeding you pleasure, this is my favorite cookbook of the year so far.
Wow.
Absolute favorite.
I agree.
Yeah. And so thank you for calling. If you've already called, really, triple thanks from us. 1-800-584-2788, the Healthy Mind Cookbook, and thanks.